Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Keep an ear out all day long as I proceed to yell at golfers.
Can you answer me? I know we're going to get back into everything here, too. Talk about the Browns. Also, something Peyton Manning said earlier. We'll get to that in a second. But why do I read social media? What is my problem? I know. It's like looking outside the window. Right?
You know my quote. For those of you who don't know my quote, is I quote CM Punk. He put it beautifully. Social media is the window outside of my kitchen. Sometimes I like to open it and let the fresh air in and hear what the outside world sounds like. And when I've had enough, I shut the window.
Yeah.
Shut the window.
Yeah. Guardians attendance. Again, I'm just going to tell you this really quick. I'm not spending a lot of time on this. What did we say? 2 million?
According to Anthony Castrovince,
2 million. Last night, they crossed over 2 million probably. It's probably right. Yeah, they crossed over. So, Carl on the X. What's there to understand about the name change? The Dolans don't have a backbone. Did the Seminoles fold? No. Did the Blackhawks fold? No. My love for Cleveland baseball died with the Tribe. Go Mets. Look, I didn't want them to change the name either. What do you want from me? I love baseball, so I got a team. Am I going to take it out on the guys on the field? I can't. Sorry. I mean, if you can't appreciate... if you can't appreciate Jose Ramirez, then I don't know what.
I'm not going to tell you
obviously, how to feel. Obviously, you were probably a Lindor fan, so.
Not going to tell you how to feel. All I'll tell you is you probably don't have fingernails right now watching the Mets.
Sorry, go Mets. Go Mets. Yep. Wheel of regret for all those people. I'm never watching them again.
Hey.
My uncle's one of those guys. He watches, though. He knows. He was so mad.
Not going to tell anybody how to feel. You follow your own path. Even if I find your path to be silly, you follow your own path.
Hi, certain things that drive people. Does anyone remember how close it was to this baseball team moving to New Orleans or Florida? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just making sure.
Well,
we play the games. Let me take a quick
phone. I can tell people how to feel.
Little quick Browns phone call here. Let's take this. Adam is in green. Adam in green.
Fellas. No, I'm Adam in green, yes.
Yeah, Adam in green, yes.
Yeah. How are you guys?
We're good. Well, you know, did you ever contemplate how many cities around here are named after colors? Orange, green.
Well, you know what? A fun fact is our colors are orange and black, and we live in green. And I'm like, what in the world?
What is going on there?
Yeah, someone dropped the ball on
actually,
that one.
Actually, I have the reason if you'd like to know.
Go for it. I've never heard anything bad about green. I just want you to know that. Have you ever heard anything bad about green? Nothing. Never heard anything bad about. Okay, go ahead.
No, green is great. I love it. Yeah. I grew up in Kent, but I've been here for a while, and I love this place.
Green's kind of a suburb of Kent. Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
Paul Brown actually purchased the first jerseys for Green High School, and he was in Cincinnati, so he took after the colors of Cincinnati, and that's why they are orange and black.
That's interesting. That's why I am sporting my Kenston sweatshirt for Kent, the Bombers. And by the way, Dan Wright, the Kenson logo is the Dallas Cowboys.
That is also correct.
The only high school in America that has the right to use the Cowboys stuff because Tex Ram sent them a letter and said, sure, go ahead, years ago. Unknown fact. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Anyways, so I wanted to talk about the Browns, and I wanted to talk about what I'm specifically going to look for this weekend and with examples from last weekend, and it's the play calling. So I want to give you two quick examples on why I'm watching the play calling and why I think that we are hindering ourselves based on what Kevin Stefanski says he trusts, and then when it comes to game time, he doesn't trust. So in the first half, actually the first drive of last game, we get to Green Bay's side of the field, the 46-yard line, I believe. It's 3rd and 7. And rather than throw the ball in an obvious passing situation, try and get a first down, or try and make a little bit more, at least a manageable or doable field goal, we run the ball, 3rd and 2. Okay, we play field position. I get that part of it. I get that's the game he wants to play. Now, the end of the half, 12 seconds left, again, we're driving, 3rd down. We're on the Green Bay side again. We're on the 42-yard line. Now, this is on the brink of, a makeable field goal. And my opinion, what should we do? We should try and run the ball there, get a few extra yards. There was only 12 seconds left. We had a timeout. We could kick a field goal, either make or miss. The half is going to be over. So we're not giving Green Bay the ball back. But what do? We take a long shot down the field and gets intercepted. So both of I think those should have been reversed. I think that play calling was opposite of what it should have been both of the times. And both of those times then left potential scoring opportunities off the table. And what it leads me to is trust. Kevin Stefanski says he trusts Joe Flacco and that he trusts Schmidt. And when it comes to game time and put in those situations, he's showing that he does not trust them because he did not set himself up either time for what would be a long field goal. And what ended up winning the game was a 55-yard field goal. So I want him, if he's going to say that he trusts these guys, I want him to play the game and call the game like he actually trusts these guys.
Adam, can I paint a different picture of the end of the game for you? I think that he trusted his offense, in particular David Njoku, to make that catch, to make it an easier.
I do like that call.
Okay.
That call was great, and I think that Joe Flacco was probably the only quarterback on the roster that could have manufactured that play and then spiked the ball with enough time, and I give him all the credit in the world.
Yeah.
But I still think that throughout the game, you know, if it wasn't for a blocked kick and an interception down to, the 4-yard line, we're talking a whole different story, and we're probably talking about a whole different quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, but you can play that same game with the first week of the season, too. If the defense tackles Joe Burrow or the referees throw a flag on the holding call that should have been a safety, they would have won that game, too. And what if we could do that till we're blue in the face. But I do think
we could.
Yeah. Adam, I think you bring up some great points, though. I agree with a lot of things you're saying, and I think you're right. Those are things we should watch for. Adam, thank you. Have a great weekend, my friend. Yep. Thank you. You too. That's what he said. Okay, where were we going? Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Yeah, no. Can we get into this conversation that we had yesterday with Andrew Siciliano about what Peyton Manning said, the 5 things he would change in football? We have time for that? I think we do. Okay, let's hop in. Did you hear any of this stuff on the Manning cast?
I did not. Peyton Manning was on Monday Night Football on the Manning cast, which is always an enjoyable watch on ESPN2, audio courtesy of ESPN2 and Omaha Productions.
Rule number one, intercepted Hail Mary shouldn't count against quarterbacks at the end of the half. Number two, false start, offside, equity within the 10-yard line. Number three, targets should not be an official statistic. Targets are one of the biggest reasons wide receivers get angry with quarterbacks. They should be outlawed. Number four, batted balls should be illegal. They should be banned. Nobody comes to a football game hoping to see someone bat down a pass. Last one, number five, cash payments on the field for late hits.
Okay, I love the last one. I think that's awesome.
Why, you should just have to pull your wallet out and start handing over hundreds? As a my bad?
They leave the blue tent up the entire game, but now everyone has a safe in there.
It's actually just a bank teller.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they just put an ATM machine there and everybody.
Bank teller right there.
Somebody has to carry out a gigantic wallet, like one of those passport wallets, and everyone's got their debit card in there, right? And then they put an ATM on both sides. You can't tell me the bank sponsors wouldn't love every second of that, right? So rather than having the giant, like replay machines they have down there or whatever, the heaters or whatever, who cares? The stuff they roll out there, they all roll out ATMs every week. That I thought was hysterical. The batted balls thing, I actually thought wasn't a bad thing. I like, what was his point? Do you think he was joking there?
I think his point is, I am a quarterback, and how do I get more points in this sport? That's all of those things that
I've
came
never
down there.
Once thought about the batted ball.
Was, I am a quarterback, and how do I get it that I can score more points? That's all that went through my head through that entire thing. No batted balls. That screams quarterback. That screams I'm a quarterback,
so,
and it should be illegal for people to hit my ball out of the way.
All right, like, so what? Out of that, born.
What are you talking about?
Within,
that's silly.
All right, born within the chemistry within my mind was like, hey, if a ball is batted at the line of scrimmage and it falls behind the line of scrimmage, why can't that be a fumble? Why can't that be a fumble? What's the difference between that and a forward pass behind the line of scrimmage?
Sure.
Do you hate the idea?
I don't hate it. I just don't think football needs more rules. I don't think football needs more rules,
but I love
the NFL,
that idea.
I'm trying to get rid of rules. Because if you want to get global appeal to this sport, you need to figure out how to explain it to people in less than 5,000 words.
Are we adding a rouge or no? CFL changed all these rules, but they kept the rouge. They must know, but there's still three downs. Go to four downs.
All right, so we'll you know, break down some of these false starts, all of that kind of stuff. I
didn't understand the equity. What was he trying to say there?
Either. I don't get that one at all.
I didn't get it either.
Okay. So. Cash payments, okay, I'm fine with that.
That's hysterical.
One.
That's just funny.
I'm good with that. Like, we're good with a lot of stuff. The batted ball thing is just a quarterback trying to get more points. I'm okay if you want to do the arm punt, if you just want to have a category that's called arm punt, that's at the end of a half, end of the game, where you're just flinging Hail Marys and hoping for the best.
We didn't bring this up. It's just early on. So let's call it an arm punt.
Right.
So that way it's not an interception.
Yeah.
I love it. It's an arm punt.
Arm punt.
Dan Menigan. In the 27 years we've done this show together, that might be one of the finest that you've ever had. The arm punt.
That's been all around the internet for a while, calling them arm punts, so yeah, I can't take all the credit for it. But
I'll give you credit.
No, it's...
Hey, did the USA actually win something? Sorry to...
I'm okay. Yeah, hey, I'm okay with that one. They've hit two putts. They're up two at the end of the fourth match. It's now 3-1 heading into the afternoon groups of the Ryder
Cup. Okay, go back to Manning. Sorry. I didn't mean
to. To me, if we are changing rules in the NFL, the number one thing that I am doing is figuring out how to get rid of a chunk of these rules and make it that we can have a catch without it being 20 minutes and an hour long explanation of why something is a catch or isn't a catch. If you can figure out what a catch is, solve that first, then the rest of the sport may fall into place the way you want it to.
Don't you think it should just be possession?
I think it should just be possession, honestly.
Why we overthink this?
Oh, of course, yes.
Possession?
Of course, yes.
And maybe possession to a... And what defines possession? You've got to hold the ball to full count.
If you want to increase offense in the sport, I'm even okay if you go, hey, let's go college.
Yeah,
possession, one foot in, let's go.
Yeah, why can't we go 1 foot?
If you want to put more points in this game, sure. That way it cleans it up a smidge. That's my whole thing.
Have you ever heard anybody complain about college football? Go, I don't understand why it's not 2 feet in.
The only thing in college football that drives me nuts is the fact that if someone's called for targeting, you flip over to something else because you know it's 20 minutes before you finally get an answer if it was targeting or not. That's my only college football complaint.
The game moves so fast. I don't know how you have time to even set up the target. Yeah, I understand there are times when if you're taking more, it's almost like charging in hockey. If you take 2.5 strides, then you know that's charge. Like the same thing. If you can be able to take a step and a half and lower your head into somebody, that, like, I get that. We'll talk about that some other time. All right, let's come back. You know who's going to join us? Yep. Hey, Hoynesy. Paul Hoynes, Cleveland.com. Your buddy, your pal, Uncle Hoynesy, coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.